Hi, and welcome to the Maybe Running Will Help podcast, the show that explores the why of running for people who love to run. I'm your host, Nikki Tamburino, also known as One Classy Mother Runner on Instagram. I'm a certified running coach, mind and body fitness coach, and yoga teacher. But most importantly, I'm a runner. With over 12 years of experience racing marathons, I know a thing or two about running and how it transforms lives. From confidence to humility and goal crushing to soul crushing, I've personally experienced the highs and lows of our sport. And what I've come to realize is that running is about more than just performance and PRs. And that's what this show is all about. Our topics and guests help us explore the why of running because running can help, sometimes in ways we never expected. If you like this show, please be sure to like, follow, rate, and review us wherever you stream your podcasts. It helps us reach more people who need our community. Thank you for tuning in. Now let's get started. Hi, everyone. I hope that you are having a great week and are happy that it's Friday like I am. I'm really looking forward to this weekend. I am excited to just chill, get in some easy miles, and I don't have any races or anything planned this weekend. So really just looking forward to taking some time for myself. I hope you have a fun weekend planned. If you're racing, I want to wish you good luck. Let me know how it goes. So today we are talking to Charm City Run. I'm speaking with Kira Voigt. She's the event marketing manager. If you're not familiar with Charm City Run, it's a running and walking specialty company with locations in and around Maryland and Delaware. It's actually where I primarily trained for the past 12 years. Charm City Run Events manages, directs, and times more than 100 sporting endurance events each year, and that's where Kira comes in. We are fresh off the heels of a Charm City Run and New Balance ladies event where I met Kira. There I was fortunate to have a spot on the panel speaking with women about what it means to run your way. And Kira and I kick off the episode talking about the event and my conversation with runners who I ask, what is it about running that they find intimidating? Let's go ahead and just hop right in. Well, what about the running community intimidates you? Just not looking like a runner, not just feeling new, like a beginner, and like just not like inexperienced and not knowing what you're doing. Yeah. It's hard to become in as a beginner in anything.
Yeah. So. And I think that's a really common experience with running because it's such an athletic type of thing. Or, you know, in our heads, it's like, oh, runners are like athletes. Like non-runners will say, oh, it's so boring. Running feels like punishment. Like, so it must be people who are like super athletes or whatever who like to run. I mean, for me at least. And I think you're probably similar as like a wellness coach. Like the benefit to my brain when I'm running is that it actually like really calms me down.
Yeah. And you just said something that made me wonder, like I wonder, and I also know this is true for some people, but I wonder how many people is that, like you said, running is hard and it's not a super comfortable sport. I mean, a lot of it is about getting uncomfortable. And I wonder if people who just start to run or whatever feel that discomfort and think that we don't, or like other runners don't.
Yeah.
Like they think it's easy.
Yes. Is like, when does it get easy? It doesn't.
It doesn't. Yeah. That's like the main point. Like the reason we do it is because it's hard and because it's difficult and to push ourselves. So it's not like we were born a runner. And so like, this is, you know, this is somehow easier for us than it is for you. It's hard for everybody. And I don't care like how experienced you are. You're always working at your like hard. So it's never really easy.
Definitely. Even like an easy run, like, you know, it would be much easier to just walk.
It's the hard part isn't getting your body in shape. It's getting your like brain and your mind in shape to like get up and have the discipline to do it. And, you know, because at the end of the day, like if it's about getting from point A to point B, it doesn't matter how fast you're doing it. And if a run seems too hard, you should probably just slow down, like basically.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And I know like the first races that I trained for. Well, I ran like a color run with my friends when I was in college, but the first race that I really ran was the Baltimore Half Marathon, and it was all brain training. Like the long run is all brain training because your body can just move for a long time. Mm-hmm. But the idea of like being in your own head for so long and like keeping one foot in front of the other for so long It's all in your brain.
It's like mentally exhausting. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
It's like I'm like, yes, my body's tired, but I almost think my brain is like more tired from trying to keep me standing up.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
That's funny. Okay. So today we're going to talk. I definitely want to learn a little bit more about you, how you started running and what you do at Charm City Run. And then also making sure that we highlight what's been going on with Charm City Run, going on like right now. We can talk about the event last night and then anything that's coming up and kind of share that with the community and bring awareness to what you guys are doing right now. Cause you guys are just constantly, it's hard to keep up. I looked at your calendar and I'm like, like you have to click the plus button because it's not, you can't fit it. Like everything
that
you're doing.
I know.
So to get started, let's actually start with some fun questions. First, let's go with, okay, I think this is an interesting one to find out like about you. When people come to you for help, whether it's at Charm City Run or like in general, like your friends, when do they come to you for help? What do they usually want help with?
Oh gosh. I feel like a lot of my friends want to know if something looks good, whether that's like a paint color on their wall or like even like my colleagues will have me like read emails every once in a while and be like, does this sound okay? Or my cousin, who's one of my closest friends, will send me like outfits and she'll be like, does this outfit look okay? I feel like they want to know if something looks okay.
That is really interesting. I think that's like a huge compliment. What do you think that says about like you, like what they value about you?
Yeah, I would hope that it means that they know that I'll deliver an honest response that is like emotionally aware. That's what I hope.
That's a good quality. I love that. This one is one that I like feel like I ask over and over again. Are you an ask for permission or ask for forgiveness type of person?
I am an aspiring ask for forgiveness person, but I am an ask for permission type of person.
Yes. I love that that's how you answer the question, because when I was thinking about this, I oddly like pride myself on the fact that I will literally like almost like courageously make decisions, but also like it does bite me in the ass sometimes, but it's how I get things done. You know, if I had to ask somebody every time I wanted to do something, I don't think I would get half the stuff I get done. Like sometimes you just have to make that decision and do it. And, you know, obviously I weigh the consequences, but as long as I don't think it's going to cause like harm or like expense,
yeah, like
or
nuclear
something like that,
fallout.
Right. If it's like low key, like somebody's just going to kind of be irritated, I will most likely just move forward with what I think. But I love that you said you're aspiring to be that way, because I think that's where I was. I was like, this takes entirely too long and I'm not getting anything done waiting for other people to tell me that it's okay to do this. And it also like kind of, even if it wasn't something where anybody else was involved, it was almost like before I made a decision for myself, I was like, what do you think about this? Is this okay? Do you think I should? What will people think if I do this? And so it's helped also like personally in that area where I'm like, oh, do you think I should wear this or I should say this or like do this or post this or whatever? And now I'm just like, I just let it fly. And I mean, there are times where, you know, I definitely learned some lessons, but I wouldn't have learned unless I did it. So I always learn by experience much better anyway. So like, I'm not, if you tell me how to do something, or I don't know, if you tell me not to do something, I probably, it's going to take me a couple times. But if I actually feel the consequences of my actions, it'll stick much better.
Definitely. And I feel like my aspiration has really, maybe this is like a good segue actually, but I feel like my asking for permission versus forgiveness is kind of, I'm making that transition through my role at Charm City Run. I feel like in the past, I was in a job that was very, I don't know, not prescriptive really, but I was an executive assistant. And so a lot of my schedule was dependent on my boss's schedule and my boss's objectives, which a lot of the time I was aligned with. But now working at Charm City Run, I have a lot of my own kind of freedom in operation. So learning to kind of like take up space in that way. So I focus primarily on how we can spread the word about our great events and how we can get more people to hang out with us at them. And then after the event, kind of learning from our participants what they want to see more of, what we did that worked, and of course, sometimes what we did that didn't work. But I also liaise with the different stores, which is where Nikki and I met in person. But we kind of work together and come up with store events, come up with activations surrounding races in the different stores. And then I try to show up for the stores and be there for them for those events and kind of help them with anything that they need.
Dude, that sounds like a dream job. Like, that sounds awesome.
It is kind of my dream job.
I mean, how did you find the job? Like, were you already a runner? Yeah. Did you already run with Charm City Run and you found the job? Or did you start with Charm City Run and then become a runner?
Yeah. So because this is a podcast, I'll do the long version of the story. So in 2018, I ran the Baltimore Half Marathon. And I trained all by myself, and I trained on a treadmill, and I was not a runner because growing up, I was a ballerina. So totally different usage of muscles, totally different, like, everything, basically. And then in college, I became a yoga instructor. I'm a 200-hour certified yoga instructor. And I was like, you know, I feel like maybe I should start running. And mainly, and we can get into this later, but I was like, oh, how can I like maintain my weight when I turned 21 and was like going out and doing things. And I was like, how can I kind of like maintain my weight, whatever. So in 2018, I graduated in 2017. In 2018, I ran the Baltimore Half Marathon. I trained all on a treadmill by myself. It was horrible. Mm-hmm. I couldn't walk for days. I was worried that I had actually injured myself. And then I was kind of like, okay, this was so bad, but I kind of want to do it again.
Right.
And do it better next time.
Uh-huh.
So a colleague of mine at my previous employer was like, hey, you should check out Charm City Run. They have tons of training groups in the area. And I was like, okay, sure, whatever. So joining a Charm City Run training group was kind of the first like adult community that I had ever joined. Like, mm-hmm. I had obviously, you know, in college, gone out with my friends, and it's like all the people that live around you,
right?
Because you're all in this bubble. So it was the first time that I had joined an adult community, and I loved my training group. The first one that I joined was the Charles Street 12 training group with Coach Dawn.
Everybody loves her. I mean, she's just like,
oh yeah,
she's like an icon.
She is a powerhouse.
She really is
an icon. And if she listens to this, she's going to be so mad that I mentioned her, but she deserves all the props in the world. but she trained me for the Charles Street 12, and I felt so much better. I felt so supported by the training group. And even though I was, at the time, one of the younger people in the group, the dynamic kind of changes depending on the training, and there are lots of young people who join. I felt so supported by everyone in the group. And that was really great because I had always kind of seen running as like a solo sport. Like you do it by yourself. You're like, and I'm not really like competitive in that way. So I was like, where is there space for me in the running community if I don't intend to compete really? And I really only want to build on what I'm doing. So I did the Charles Street 12 and it was amazing. And then I kind of went into the half group. Because they're only a couple of months apart. So it's kind of like a bridge training.
It's a perfect transition. Yeah.
Yeah. Perfect. And running the 12 miles pretty comfortably, I was like, okay, I am going to feel better doing this half marathon. And I did. And I got a 15-minute PR. I am slow and proud runner, but a 15-minute PR I felt pretty good about.
That's amazing. That's huge.
Yeah. So that was in 2019. And then through COVID, I was kind of running on and off, but I did end up getting like long COVID. So I really was struggling to breathe and do like really dynamic cardiovascular exercise. And then in 2023, it was kind of like, let me pick this back up. I remember how much fun I had the last time. Let me do it again. And I happened to click onto the Charm City Run website. And while I was there, I was like, oh, maybe I'll just check and see if they have any jobs. And I looked and they had the events marketing manager position posted. I think it was like freshly posted. And I applied for it. And I was like, I think I would be great for this job. I really want to do this. And I guess Charm City Run agreed because they very kindly hired me. And that's awesome. Kind of where we are. So I've been in this role since June of 2023.
Okay.
And it's been an amazing almost a year, but not quite yet.
It's fairly new, but enough time to like understand what you're doing and really probably at this point you're just getting like more comfortable. Yeah, like really knowing like what you're doing. It does take some time, but and it's crazy. It probably feels like just yesterday. The time probably flew.
Oh, definitely. But I also feel like the Charm City Run community is so welcoming that I feel like I'm like, why did I do anything else before?
Yeah.
Like, I just can't imagine. I don't know. I'm like, what do you mean? I was in like a corporate job a year ago.
This is so me. You feel like you fit right in. That's great. That's so awesome. And I was thinking about what you were saying about it was when you joined the group, it was the first kind of adult group that you joined. And for some reason that really stuck out to me because I remember thinking when I first started running solo like you, it didn't occur to me that there were adult like groups of things.
Yeah.
Like I guess I thought after my teenage years or whatever, you just stopped like doing organized events.
Yeah.
And you just like worked and that was your fan. That was your like community, was your work people. So I remember thinking how cool it was to have this like other community that I could talk to and meet people. And it just felt very like not like as an adult, I wasn't allowed to meet new people or something, or I wasn't allowed to like socialize. So I was at kids at the time. Yeah, like, and that's what
it's so much weirder to make friends as an adult.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, okay. Like people like actually have lives. And like as an adult, you don't just have to work and go home to your family. Like you can socialize. So
yeah. And like, we're not like going out to the bar. Like that's not what we're doing. We're not going out to the bar and like doing like shenanigans or whatever. We're like, all working towards our own separate goals together.
Exactly. And I think it's also kind of, well, going back to when we were saying when people just start running and it's really hard. And you were talking about how you first got into running. I don't think anyone intends to like be a runner. I don't think we start out running intending to like maybe be a part of this community. Although that's like what most of us say, like, how we got hooked or why we still do it. I don't think anybody ever intends to like, they're like, oh, you know what? I'm going to join a running community. I think you start running. And the weird thing is, like you said, because this was exactly my experience, you start running, you actually have a terrible time. It's terrible. And then you're like, there's something about that. I want to like do it again though.
Yeah.
I feel like that's like a normal like progression.
Yeah. And like, even, I don't know, I was in my early 20s when I started running and I was kind of like, oh, I'm going to run this half marathon so I can post it on Instagram that I ran this half marathon. And like, I mean, kind of a rough thing to do for Instagram, you know? But the benefits that I gained from that like 23-year-old thought that I was going to just run a half marathon for Instagram have far outweighed the like, kind of silly beginning.
Yeah, it's tricky. Running's really, it's like so bizarre, but at the same time, I think that question is so funny. Like, so how did you get started running? And everybody's like, well, I kind of like hated it and did it anyway, and then just kept deciding to keep doing it.
And then here I am.
I don't know how I got here.
Yeah, I was a ballerina. I proudly was like, I hate running. Running is horrible. And then here I am like 11 years later after I am no longer a ballerina and I like work in this industry. So it really is like, I just kept coming back.
Yeah, you just keep coming for whatever. You just keep coming back. There's something about it.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about what you guys do have going on at Charm City Run. What are kind of the latest things that have been going on? I know for me, like it's been a while since I kind of like checked in. I know you guys are always doing stuff, but you know, and maybe people already know this, but I fill me in. So what's been going on? Because I had no idea you opened a new store in Annapolis. That's new to me.
So our new Annapolis location opened at the beginning of this year. And it is, as you probably saw last night, absolutely gorgeous.
Yes.
It's beautiful and it was just, yeah, it's such a cool space. And then later this year, in June or July, you know how construction stuff works, we'll also be opening a new flagship location. So the Timonium store will be moving, which is really, really exciting. And the current location has served us so well for so long. But we're really excited for what's to come and kind of customizing that space to really suit our community. And I know that it's going to be so incredible. And then on the events side and the training side, we always have training going on. So training really is kicking off here soon.
Yeah.
And on the event side, we have events year round. Our next one coming up is the St. Michael's Running Festival, which is sold out, so I can't plug it too much. But it is on May 18th, and that is really exciting. And then the next one that we have after that, and the event that we were at last night, is the MedStar Health Baltimore Women's Classic presented by New Balance. And that is on June 23rd, Sunday, June 23rd, and is one of the oldest all-women's races in the country.
So cool. I am a huge fan of girl power and like women empowerment and women coming together. And so I thought that last night's event was so amazing just to talk to other women and hear from you know, the panel of women who were, who, you know, coaching or had like, oh my God, like Meg has all these like amazing accomplishments.
Oh my gosh. And then,
and to see that, you know, women want to hear that. They want to, you know, they want to hear other, that other women are doing things and they want to be inspired and they want to support each other. And I think that like event, I think it went so well. How did you feel about it last night? Was there a response? How was the response to it?
Oh, I thought it was incredible. I was telling our chief marketing officer this morning that I like smiled the whole drive home from Annapolis because I just felt so inspired and so like seen, because all four of you, the panelists, had like such vastly different experiences. And like, you know, we all have different backgrounds and different like accomplishments and everything. But I felt like I could draw out pieces of each of your stories that really resonated with me. Mm. And I felt like that was probably the general consensus around the room. I mean, everybody just wanted to hear more. I know when the panel ended, I was like, wait, it's over. I want more.
I you know, I agree. I could have sat up there all day, like thinking about the questions, because it made me like kind of realize things and like, oh gosh, that is, I do have something to say about this and I want people to know this. And like, I think that the, you know, it was run your way, right? Was that the New Balance?
Yeah. Run or walk your way.
Run or walk your way. And I think just what you said, like it ended up being exactly really communicating that we all had different stories, yet we were all runners. So there's no one way to be a runner. You know?
Yeah. And there were like 40 or 50 people in the room, but you felt like you were just like sitting in a room with your girlfriends hearing about like what they were going through or like what their story was.
Yeah. It's, that's so funny that you said that, because I found myself like counting and recounting the room. I'm like, this feels so like comfortable and quaint, yet there were like so many people there. Which it's so funny. It did have that nice like feeling, but I also think that's a Charm City Run thing. I think the feeling in the Charm City Run community is one of just really warm and welcoming and like everybody like come, let's really let you know that you belong here. Like you should, you know what I mean? Like we don't care like who you are. We don't care if you don't believe in yourself, we're going to believe in you. Like you just come and like just show up and we'll get you there, which, and I think that's just a feeling that Charm City Run puts out, which I think is amazing. It's a great energy.
It really is. Cause you know, lots of, in the era of inclusivity, which is incredible, I feel like it can be hard for companies to be authentic in that. And from my experience, like, I just feel authentically welcomed into the Charm City Run community and have felt that way since I started my first training group.
You know what I think it is? I think that it's because it's not just the company speaking to you, it's the members of the community speaking to you about the company. So it's like when you hear about Charm City Run, you're not just hearing it from advertisements or from the marketing. You're hearing it from the people that actually run with Charm City Run. They do a great job of promoting it because they love it. And so it's coming from your friend or you know your fellow runner in the community. Yeah. You know, so I think that has a lot to do with it. And it's not something that you can't, like, you can't buy that. You can't make it. It just is. Like, you can't, like, Charm City Run, they do a great job of probably asking people to promote things, but that you can't like fake that. You can't, it's just, it is how people feel about Charm City Run, you know?
Yeah, definitely. And you can just really feel the passion when we sit in meetings. Like, everyone is so excited to be there. And I think that really translates to how we, you know, talk to our participants and our trainees and our customers. Like, I would hope that they can feel our passion and feel kind of what you said, like, we actually want you to be here and we don't care your like face or pace or background. Like, we actually want you here.
Yeah, exactly. I want to talk a little bit about, so just for example, so last night's event, like, how does something like that, you guys in a room and you're like, we want to do an event, and how do you come up with these ideas for this event, and what are some other ideas that you guys have?
Yeah, so our idea process kind of works a couple of different ways. But the core is kind of like each of our races has its own personality. Mm. So I like to think of them each as having their own personality. BWC has its own personality as one of the oldest all women's races in the country. There are lots of people who run the race. There are also lots of people who walk the race. There are lots of women who do the race with daughters, grandmothers, friends. So it is unique in that way. And all of our races are unique in their own way. So really kind of tailoring the experience and thinking about, like, okay, how can we get people involved with this race in a way that feels authentic to the personality of the race? And sometimes that is something like New Balance or us or whatever partner we have kind of being like, hey, we have this idea, we want to do this, and we'll kind of talk together if that feels authentic to the vibe of the race. For example, with BWC, it's not the type of race that we feel strongly about doing like a traditional style shakeout run, because it's not the Chicago Marathon or like one of these big competitive races. There are definitely competitive runners that run BWC, but for our participants, we want as many of them to be able to feel welcomed and comfortable in the race space. And so we'll kind of adjust based on like the type of runner we see in the race or the location. Like, if there's a really cool spot nearby that we want to feature or reaches out to us. If we have one of our stores nearby, obviously we want to like have people in the store and show them all of the wonderful things that Charm City Run does. So that's kind of how we come to these ideas. And with BWC and with Run and Walk Your Way, it was kind of like, this feels authentic to the type of race that BWC is. And that's kind of how the idea came to be.
Yeah. I think the other feeling from BWC is just a celebration of women. It's just a celebration of women empowerment and moving and cheering each other on and just celebrating each other. And I love that personally about the race. And I am volunteering again this year. Last year I volunteered for the first time.
We love our volunteers. I haven't even touched on volunteering, but we love our volunteers.
Well, great. This will be a great segue, but I will say that I had always felt like, oh my God, I need to do more volunteering. I was always involved. I was always running the races. And I think that happens, right? You get really involved in your own goals and your own achievements and stuff like that. But I just remember thinking, like, every year I would be like, oh, this year you really have to volunteer. And last year I did it. And I was it was so much fun. I think it was more fun than running. And Kelly actually said last night, she's like, I think you get an entry to run. I'm like, I'm volunteering. Like, I'm not definitely volunteering at that race. Because it really is women cheering each other on. And I think that the people in wherever I was stationed, I had a flag, which I hope I get a flag again. I love the little flag. And I was just,
I can make that happen. I can let our volunteer coordinator know that you really want a flag.
I just really want a flag. It's good to know people. So I, wherever I was stationed, I just felt like everybody there was probably like, shut this woman up. I don't think I stopped screaming or talking the entire time.
I love that. I'm so excited. I love that.
Yeah, I was like high-fiving, and I was like, and people would come and take the cool. It was so cool because I was right at mile two, and people would come and take pictures with the mile two, like, You know, just so cool. Because they're like, I made it to mile two. I was like, yes, you did. That's amazing. That's
such a celebration.
Yeah. So that's so cool. So very cool. What do you want to say about volunteering?
We accept volunteers for all of our races. And then as well, sometimes we have packet pickups and stuff that volunteers are welcome to come help at, even if they're like, oh, I'm running the race, but I still want to help with the race in some way. There are opportunities to do that. But we love our volunteers, and we really do get the best volunteers out there. I mean, if you are any testament, like, we love an excited volunteer who wants to be there. And there are a variety of different things that people can do when they volunteer, whether that's like handing someone potentially their first medal, to like making sure that somebody has water after the race, or making sure that somebody on the course is turning the right way. There are so many different things that we really could not do without our volunteers. Like I said, our team is really passionate, but we only have two hands each. So having volunteers is so incredible. And we're lucky to have lots of organizations who volunteer with us and just really bring the energy.
You guys do have great volunteers. And that's another thing I'll say about actually like participating as a volunteer is, as a runner, I always kind of felt like, oh my gosh, these poor volunteers, they've been out here. Like, thank you. Like, I would always run and I would be like, thank you so much for coming. Like, I really appreciate you. And then I was a volunteer and I'm like, no. I love this. Like, don't feel like I'm put out in any way, shape or form. Like, this is actually fun for me. And so I just getting to experience both sides of it, I was like, so, you know, it's a cool experience. You guys do love your volunteers because you also offer race entry. I think if you volunteer for like one event,
if you volunteer, you get you get an entry to a race, which is really awesome. And then depending on how many times you volunteer, you can gain entry into kind of some of our bigger races. Yeah, we always love volunteers. So if anybody, I'll plug it. If anybody wants to volunteer for any race coming up, just head to charmcityrun.com. And then under the races tab, click volunteer, and we are happy to find you a really fun spot to hang out.
Yep. What are, like, what is your favorite event that Charm City Run
puts on? I'm not allowed to say, just kidding. But
yeah, right.
So for me, I feel like it changes every day because based on whatever I'm working on, I just like love whatever I'm working on. I will say BWC has a special place in my heart. It was my first race working for Charm City Run. So the first week that I ever worked for Charm City Run, it was the week of BWC. And so it's kind of like special to me. I also just feel really passionately about like supporting women and celebrating women. So that one feels really close to the heart for me. I also just love the B3 races because I did the B3 multiple years, and like that journey from the 5K to the 10K to the Charles Street 12 is just so special. And like, I really feel like as someone who came to running at, you know, an adult age and would self-identify as like not a runner and a slow runner and all of those things, I feel like the B3, by the end of the B3, I was like, I'm a runner. And I hope that other people feel that way too when they do the B3.
Yeah, I think that's a cool thing that you guys do. It gives you like that kind of those progressive goals. So, you know, like, you know, this is where I'm going. And I think that's a really cool series that you guys do as well. I was just wondering that at the event last night, did people sign up? Did you get some people signing up for the race?
Yes, good. We did have some people signing up. I think some of the people there were already signed up and already really excited.
Okay.
But we did have some signups, which is super cool. And I'm so excited to hang out with them on race day and cheer everybody on. I am like, I love to cheer people on. I'm probably how you are when you're volunteering, where I'm just like screaming the whole time, excited to be cheering people on.
Yeah.
I definitely do that too. And I think even our staff is like, Kira, shut up. But I don't care because
I can't help because it just comes out.
Yeah. And like, it's so powerful. And something that was said at the panel last night was kind of like, the first runner through the finish line is so inspirational. But if you wait for the last runner, it's like just as inspirational. It hits you just as hard because this is someone who, like, maybe it's their first race or they've been injured or they're taking it easy or whatever. But the last person through the line is just as inspiring because, like, they went out and did it.
I loved that story so much, actually. I'm glad that you brought that back up because she was saying how the first runner comes across and there's like a few people, you know, cheering them on or whatever. Mm-hmm. But if you wait till the last one, there are like, it's like everybody comes back to cheer on that last person. Like the crowd is like six rows deep by that point because everybody is coming to cheer that last person on. That story actually was really amazing. And I think that was a really good point to let people know, like, the first person is really, that's really cool that they're the first person, everything like that. Yeah. But everybody finishes, you know, we want everybody to finish. And it's just about no matter when you cross the finish line, it's just that we all did cross it.
So. Yeah, exactly. And I feel like sometimes, you know, being towards the back of the pack can have this feeling of shame or kind of, you were talking about fear a lot last night. Like, you can feel a lot of fear and shame for that. But I really think that when you look outside of yourself and remove yourself from that, you should really just feel pride because the people around you and the people who matter are just feeling pride.
Mm-hmm. And also, you have to realize that you're an inspiration as the last person because those other people that are afraid to be last are looking at you and being like, if she can get out there and she's okay with coming in last, like, you know what I mean? Like, really making that spot like something that's like, you know, I'm proud to be here. I'm proud to be last. I'm, you know, so other, you know, just inspiring other people to not have that fear.
And like the people who maybe didn't run the race, but were on the course supporting people, like they see the last runner and they're like, okay, if they can like proudly be the last person and everyone is cheering them through the finish line, maybe this is something that I can try.
Right. And you're not, you realize you're not looking at that last person being like, oh, like they didn't, you know, what are they doing here? Like, you're not thinking that. Yeah. So why would anybody else be thinking that, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
That I know we talked about some of the races. We've got the Baltimore Women's Classic. For some reason for me, Charles Street 12, that race is like the beginning of race season for me. I don't know what it is about that race. I think it is
right at the beginning because it used to sometimes fall in August, I think. But we've since moved it to the weekend after Labor Day. So it was kind of like at the end of summer, beginning of fall. But it does kind of feel like the beginning of race season on our side as well. So it's definitely a shared feeling. Another big thing that we have coming up is training is starting for a lot of different races. So we have BWC training starting on May 13th, the week of May 13th, out of all of our stores. And then we also have a training happening at Lake Montebello. So that is a training that's open to any woman who wants to join us for BWC and is maybe not sure how to get started with training, or someone who runs lots of 5Ks and just wants to hang out and have like a structured plan. So everyone is welcome for that. And then as well, we have a bunch of training starting early in June for fall race season. So I know I am running my first marathon in fall and I will be training with Charm City Run starting on June 15th.
That is so exciting. Oh my gosh. I'm really excited for you. Tell me how you're feeling. You're excited. And
I'm excited. I'm running the Chicago Marathon. I was very lucky to get into the Chicago Marathon. And I've heard that it's just amazing. I like that it's pretty flat. So that's encouraging. And a couple of my colleagues and family members have run it and have said that it's great from a participant standpoint. So I'm hoping that my husband and my family can come and see me run and it won't be an awful experience for them. I am nervous only because being an employee of Charm City Run, I have the great privilege of having so many people on my team. And I'm like, I don't want to let anyone down. But I shouldn't think that because they're all rooting for me, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. It is a little intimidating when people are like, what's your bib number? I want to follow you. And you're
like, oh God, my bib number is probably, if there's 50,000 people, my bib number is probably like 4,999.
Sometimes it's motivating on the course. I'll be like, okay, like every time I step over one of those sensors, you know, the sensors, like,
oh yeah, yeah.
It's like a 5K the timing or mat. Like the yeah. time mats. It is a little bit like motivating. I'd be like, oh, they just got notified. Like, you know, every time I right? like cross one. Yeah.
Even when I see one, I speed up a little because I'm like, oh, they can't think I've been slow for this split.
Right.
like the 5 seconds. Yeah. Yeah, like yeah, the 5 seconds leading up to the timing mat is going to make a huge difference in my split. Which doesn't matter anyway, but it's nice that it's my first marathon, so it's always going to be my PR. Like, well, not always going to be my PR, but the first one
will
be the fastest one because I've never run another one.
Yep.
But yeah, I'm really excited.
The biggest one, biggest race you've run so far?
In terms of distance, yes. In terms of number of people, also yes.
Okay, I was going for the number of people because there is a different feeling about a huge race like that.
Yeah, it's really exciting. I've spectated New York, I've spectated Marine Corps, but it's the first big race, like really big race that I'm running, and I'm excited. Yeah,
you get that. Yeah, it's cause you'll just feel so special, like because everybody's there for you to celebrate you as a runner. And so I'm excited for you and I cannot wait to hear how it goes and how your training is going because you got that coming up.
Yeah, June 15th.
Yeah, you've got that countdown going on.
I know. Well, I mean, part of it too is our marathon group for Charm City Run starts on June 15th. And then my training starts on June 15th as well because it's through Charm City Run. So.
Right. Yeah.
It will be good. I have a couple of like kind of smaller races over the next few weeks. I'm running Broad Street next weekend and then I'm running a trail 25K, which is kind of a left turn.
Yeah.
But will be really fun. And those are kind of just to get out of my comfort zone a little bit. Broad Street's a really big race. And then a trail 25K will be the longest run that I've done thus far. I think it's about 15 and a half miles.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have a little bit of rest time to kind of reflect on my marathon training before it starts.
To rest and just give yourself a break. Yeah, get ready for all that work. Well, that's awesome. Well, so the last question I ask is how running will help. So if you can just either give a favorite quote or if you want to finish the sentence, maybe running will help what?
Maybe running will help me become an ask for forgiveness person instead of an ask for permission person.
Hey, I like how you did that. You really tied that whole episode together there. Yes.
Yeah, but in all seriousness, maybe running will help me take up more space, shake off some fear, find some confidence in myself, and block out any distractions that are telling me that I'm not enough.
Yeah,
because we all are.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much for your time today. I appreciate it. It was great
getting to know
about you and what Charm City Run has going on. And I hope we can touch base again in a few weeks or whatever, see what else is going on. And look forward to hearing, of course, about your training and seeing you at the Baltimore Women's Classic.
I'm excited. I'll send a message to our volunteer coordinator now, Erin, letting her know that you would like a flag.
Please reserve a flag for me.
I'm sure she'll be happy to. She usually, if we have volunteers that want to do something, we are happy to abide by that.
Okay. Same spot, mile 2, flag. Now I know exactly where I'm going. I'm good to go. If you're new to running, remember, running can be intimidating for beginners, but everyone starts somewhere, and even experienced runners face challenges. You are not alone, and we are here to support you. So if you're thinking about signing up for that first race, a running group, or just getting out there to take your first few steps, remember, we're here. I'm here for you. Please feel free to connect with me on Instagram at @oneclassymotherrunner. I look forward to supporting you. And if you're local to the Maryland, Delaware area, please remember to visit Charm City Run at charmcityrun.com. They have amazing resources, coaches, and programs that will help you get started as you begin your running journey. Or if you're an experienced runner, join our community, get out there. It's amazing to connect with other people, and Charm City Run is the place to go. As always, thank you for listening to Maybe Running Will Help and supporting the show. Don't forget to follow, like, share, and review us on your favorite streaming platform. Until next time, I'm Nikki Tamburino. Keep running, keep inspiring, and keep sharing how maybe running will help. Have a great run, everybody.
Drop, you can't ignore it. I'm transforming, now these cars and planes, I'm always boarding. Just out touring down in Charlotte like I play for Hornets. When I'm performing, never boring, now you can't afford it. Champagne, Perrier, Venice friends on my face. Looking like I'm from the deep, these no Cartiers. Pockets deep, 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 bro. I can make it in my seat, bro. Do you, I'm doing me, bro. Making noise, use a beat. Thought I'd never make it, like, no way. I'm the real deal, no role play. My days off, that's no days. No, I hustle hard, young rosé. E be the shooter, that's cold case. Those on the deals, that's rosé. Got no pay, yo, no say. Okay, this the news, tell them read it. Been the one since the fetus. Don't sleep on me, Tempur-Pedic. That's a no, no, no. Spending dope for no reason. Got a ball head, Mr. Cleaner. Heard the big bags overseas, then we gon' go, go, go.